FM 93.5, 95.3.
Mondays and Fridays, we try and solve the problems of the world with Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, the great Bear coach, the great Bear player, the all-around great guy, Brother Johnny, member of the National Academy of Sciences, all-around top engineer in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And do you know, and do you remember when this played over the radio 25 and 26 years ago?
They call me sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like making old man's. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing
yes,
this
that's Walter Payton, part of the Super Bowl shuffle. The Chicago Bears will be honored at the White House. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny. Mike, you're on the bus, right? Going to the airport?
Well, we're at the airport. We're on the bus. It's going to take us to the airplane. I mean, it's a private plane we're going on, so it's, you know, it's a charter, rather. Charter, United Charter.
Excellent.
That's great.
Yeah, and who are do you know a count of how many from that 85 Bear team will be there?
Pretty good. It's I would say almost everybody except the three guys coaching. You have Rivera, you have Singletary, and you have Les Frazier, and then Pridge can't come. Hampton's not coming. There's a few guys that aren't coming, but most of them are here. It's pretty amazing. They're going to have 100-some people from the organization there, so it's a pretty good turnout.
That's fantastic. I remember that Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I'm talking about.
Well, you know, Mike, I mean, you've been to the White House before. I mean, you're doing this. You say the players deserve the recognition this far. Because
I think they do, and I don't know if it was the administration's idea or the league's idea. Whoever's idea it was, I think it's a good idea. Say thank you to these guys. This was a great team, a great organization, and you know, and they never got to see that, and it means a lot to them. Now, I've been there. This is not about me, but it certainly is about that team and that organization.
But you know, Johnny, it wouldn't be the same if Mike Ditka wasn't in this frame.
Well, the whole part that was a classic American sports champion, and I'm not sure how many other teams had they not gone to the White House due to some event would have been called back 25 years later, because it was just a singularly great football team that people still remember, you know. And Mike moves on, but you know, people like to talk about their great memories of sports, and the 85 Bears were one of them.
Do you remember, Mike, with the start of that 85 team? I mean, you knew at some point this was a special bunch.
Well, I thought we saw it before that. Even when we first got there, we knew what we had, what we didn't have. But little by little, we put the pieces in, and I think when we made that run in 84 and went out to San Francisco and got beat in the championship game, we had an understanding of where we were and where we were going to get to, and we figured out how we were going to do it. We got a little better on the offensive side of the ball. We had a great defense, and you had to get better on offense. You can't leave one side of the ball trying to carry your football team. And so we figured that out, and the next year we went out there during the middle of the season and beat the 49ers, and everything, you know, everything kind of fell in place until we got to Miami that night, and we got beat by a better football team that night. They did a better job and actually outcoached us. I mean, but it's not too complicated, but they picked up the pieces and ran through the playoffs pretty well, and we end up winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, after that game, though, it was pretty much
over.
The Bears.
Yeah. remarkable year. But John's right. I mean, how many teams? I mean, I couldn't tell you won the 87 Super Bowl.
I can't remember
anything.
Usually,
yeah.
And the 85, and that's one you always measure other teams against. And, well, what was the best this or the best that? Or one of the greatest coaches, you know, they're kind of a standard that you measure against as you see other good teams.
Yeah. So. Yeah, amazing, Mike. So it's great.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It'll be fun. And then after you win the Super Bowl, the Challenger explodes. Ronald Reagan doesn't have you to the Super Bowl because the nation...
To the White House.
Yeah, White House, because the nation is in mourning. What a downer after such a high.
Well, yeah, and I think it brings everything back to earth. You know, football is football. Life is life. And, and when that happened, I think, the really reality of life set in with everybody, you know. Football is a sport. I mean, this, the Challenger explosion was a tragedy that, and there was no reason to have us there, really. There was no time to celebrate at that time in our country. So, I mean, they did the right things. And, I mean, it's just amazing to me after the 26 years that that it's been picked up. And because when this is over, it's over. I think we've got to forget about the 85.
I don't think they will. They're not going to forget about it. It's not going to happen.
I don't think so. And so we are excited for you, Mike. Hope it is a great day for you out in Washington. All right, we move to other subjects. Let's go to Steve Jobs. Johnny, one of the great entrepreneurs, passes away. Pancreatic cancer, loses his battle, only 56, young guy.
Well, and, you know, that's America that that I'm proud of and the people like him. You know, he was actually adopted by the Jobs. And really, you know, where does a guy like that go in another country? He changes the world, and I'll tell you, it's a tribute to him and the things he did. But you know, you look at the protesters on the bridge, and if a guy like Steven Jobs invents the Apple computer, and you take his money because it's not fair that he has more, you won't have an iPhone, Steve. You're not going to have an iPad. That's how it works. You let the guys who can do what they do have the freedom to do it. And then we all benefit. And you can't monitor, regulate, and control that. You've got to let us be free. I think he's an American icon, an American symbol. And Mike, he did a lot. That guy was, he'd have invented more stuff, I'll tell you.
Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that what you're saying is true. When you look at people who really achieve in life and do what Steve Jobs did, then you look at the people who sit back and always point the finger and criticize other people, you find out that it's a pretty stupid world to me because these people have never done anything and never will do anything. So,
all right, well, speaking to the protesters, I think I found a list of demands, and now I don't know if this represents the whole protesting bunch, but listen to some of the things that are being reported as demands, because you're wondering, what do these protesters want? What are they doing? They demand guaranteed living wage income regardless if they're employed. They want free college education. They want racial and gender equal rights amendment, open borders migration, anyone can travel anywhere to work and live, bring American elections up to international standards. I mean, some of these things you just have to joke, what?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, maybe they ought to fly to Libya. Maybe they can get it over there. you know, it goes beyond being ridiculous, and it's ridiculous. It's preposterous to see what's happening. It's happening, but it does. It does.
Outlaw all credit reporting agencies, Johnny. That's what they want. So anyway, it's unbelievable, and it's a very, very radical bunch, and it's very ragtag. There's no unification except now some of the unions are coming into play now, right?
Well, I think the union guys are told to go there, and I think it's kind of part of this image of a movement that really doesn't exist to protest, I guess, the haves versus the have-nots. I don't know. It's hard to grasp the point. The wish list doesn't make any sense, and you're not gonna get that from anybody. Nobody can do it for you.
Yeah, and then, Mike, the old work, hard work, roll up your sleeves. This is American. You can be a Steve Jobs. Are we losing some of that foundational feel there?
Well, you know, it's getting loud in here because everybody's loading the bus now. But you know, I have a hard problem with people. And you know, there's an old saying that said it's not the critic that counts, nor the man who points out where the strong man stumbled, or where the doer of good deeds could have done better. No, he said the credit belongs to the man who's in the arena, whose face is stained with tears and sweat and blood, and he who strives valiantly yet fails again and again and again. Yet in the end, if he succeeds, he will know the spirit of high achievement, and if he fails, he'll fail while daring greatly. So his place is never with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat, because all they are the critics.
That's pretty good.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, I am good. I'm good.
Well, now the bus is loading, folks. You're hearing live the Chicago Bears, 85 Bears, getting ready to go to the White House. This is where Mike Dick is.
We got them all coming on.
Wow, and how they look, Mike? They look pretty good.
Yeah, are we in shape still, Mike, or how's the Bears?
No, they look good. They all look good. I'm telling you, I'm amazed. They all look good. They're pretty good. They're not bad at all.
That's
good news.
Yeah, that would be, Johnny, that'd be kind of a fun bus to be on with.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, this is a historic moment for
85
sports in America.
Yeah. I mean, and it's going to be kind of a fun reunion. So regardless of what everybody thinks of going to the White House, it's just going to be good to get together. I mean, to see these guys again, Mike, it's just going to be a – and they're going to love the coach because they played for you. They love playing for you.
Well, you know, I don't know. We had a great group of guys. You know, every once in a while, I usually don't say you catch magic in a bottle. But we got magic in a bottle. We put the right people in the right place and did the right things. And then that can never be discounted or argued or criticized. That we had great guys that had great character.
So are you coming back today, Mike? Is the team going to be back today? It's just a one-day trip.
So we'll be down there today. Come back tonight.
Yeah, gotcha.
Well, I mean, I'm debating whether we ought to let Mike go. What do you think, Johnny, so you can say hi to
him? Well, you know, he's got places to go and people to see, Steve.
Mike, I'm going to let you say hi to all the guys, but we'll call you again on Monday. But I want to thank you so much, and we'll be looking for you on the TV.
It'll be a lot better on Monday. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Right, thanks, Mike.
Thanks so much. That's Mike Ditka. Johnny, that's pretty cool.
That's great, man. Now I wish I was going to.
Wouldn't that be fun? Because, you know, these guys, I mean, this, you're right about this team. I mean, it was this special compilation of personalities. Now, when Mike comes to town, 11-11-11, what a great day. November 11th, Mike Ditka with Jim McMahon.
Yeah, that's cool. And you know, Steve, the 85 Bears, of course, you would kind of expect to hear more about a team like that for longer in Champaign, but they still talk about that team in New Orleans and in Houston, and it's just one of the better teams of all time in any sport. And the team was a good football team, but they had those personalities too, and Dick had led the pack with that. And then you had the Super Bowl Shuffle Boys, and everybody liked Mike Singletary. You had Walter Payton and the Refrigerator.
Well, yeah,
and McMahon was quite a character. So it was a high personality team. They met expectations, and it was a fun team.
And you look at the Super Bowl Shuffle video. I was telling Diane, you know, these guys look in shape, but they don't look very big based on today's player, because the Refrigerator, playing fullback, blocking for Walter, occasionally carrying the football, he was only 302, and by the lineman standards now, that's pretty light.
Well, and he was huge for
the time.
Era.
Yeah. He got the football. It was like, what, this gigantic human being? And in, see the video, he looks like a linebacker now. I mean,
but I'll tell you what, these guys too, even today when you see them in street clothes, they don't look very big because they have like 0.03% body fat.
Yeah, yeah,
it's amazing.
Right.
And you're looking at them, and they're just solid. And if you ever pat a guy on the shoulder when they're in shape playing football, it's like a statue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
it's amazing.
You remember the shape you were in at the U of I.
I don't remember that.
Tell you what. Let me tell you. All right, think about flexing your bicep, Diane. This is a true deal. I'll never forget it because I couldn't believe it. But John was working out with the U of I football team. He was a member of that team.
Yeah, he was like the Rudy on the team.
Well he was better than Rudy.
Okay.
Rudy pass interfered with me. We actually played against Notre Dame.
I think Rudy pass interfered, no flag. What's up? Anyway.
I got a flag or two, too, Steve.
Did you?
It was blatant.
Okay, then get off his back. Come on, coach. Anyway, when Johnny flexed his bicep, think about flexing your bicep and see if you can pinch any fat.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you can. John was in such shape. There was no fat around his bicep that you could pinch. You couldn't get any skin.
Yeah, he had
no
guns.
Skin. Okay. No skin. I've never forgotten that because even on the inside, you think you can grab something. You couldn't grab anything. That's the kind of shape these guys probably are in now. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Johnny, I want to ask you about Chris Christie, Sarah Palin, NBA strike, some more about the protests and the NFL matchups. We'll come right back. Mike Ditka on the bus, as you heard. The only place in the United States you would hear that is right here on 93.5-95.3 Connect FM. The coach on the bus going to the White House with the 85 Bears. Amazing. Be right back. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Cardinals, Phillies, live from Philadelphia. Game 5, 6:42 pregame, 7:37 first pitch, Carpenter and Holiday. Oh, boy. Johnny, can they do this thing?
Yeah, they can. Woo. But they're going to have to they're just going to have to outscore them tonight. And that's hard to do with that pitcher. So, it's the Cardinals hitting, and they can hit. So, they need to step up and get on base. They've been hitting the ball great, Steve.
Yeah,
you know, they lost that game, doggone it, Wednesday. Was it Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah. That they had great hits. They just went, you know, in baseball, the ball goes to the defender and you're out.
But, yeah, right. Hit it right at him.
You just keep hitting that ball and you'll do well.
All right, Mike Ditka is on the bus, as we heard just moments ago, getting ready to go to the White House. Heard all the 85 Bears. It was pretty loud. It was kind of a reunion. We let him go just a smidge early. We'll catch up with him on Monday.
Yeah, we'll have to have a report from the White House.
Yeah. All right, yeah, Chris Christie, Sarah Palin not running. Were you surprised at all?
I wasn't too surprised. I thought they were both kind of pretty. I thought Sarah Palin was thinking about it. I was hoping she wouldn't run because I don't think she was going to win, and she's doing just fine. So, and Christie didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So we have our field. I think it's pretty well set.
Okay, yeah. So can Herman Cain do this?
He can. He's unique, and he's gaining traction, and I think when a guy like that starts to come up, I think people are interested because it's not the same old thing by any means.
What if Newt Gingrich made the same kind of run? Is it possible that Newt Gingrich is still in this?
I think it is. I think it's anybody's ball game, and what is it, October of 2011.
Yep.
So you've got over a year, and the American people tend to trend towards the surprise sometimes. So, you know, Obama was, I don't know where he stood a year before the election, but I don't think anybody thought he was going to beat Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's true. And you remember the Republicans a year out, they were all talking about Giuliani and Thompson. And Thompson were way ahead.
Right.
And so all of a sudden somebody comes up named John McCain. He grabbed the nomination. So I guess you could think of a Newt Gingrich still in, and I still think he's the smartest guy on the stage. But I think the other side's strategy, the only thing I'm hearing on the other side is, yeah, we're having trouble, but, boy, you don't want to elect that, do you? I mean, we're not as bad as they are strategy.
Well, I think that one, I don't know about strategy, but repeal Obamacare, I think, appeals to a lot of voters. And that's something you can do. And then Gingrich has on some other things that you could do to make business, our environment more business friendly, that I think would be good for the other candidates to pick up on, because the main issue is our economy now.
Right, right.
So we'll see. I think it's always interesting, Steve, but I think we've got a good field of folks running, and I think it is good to have a lot of them because you see different perspectives and you hear different ideas.
Yep. All right.
See which ones we like.
Will anybody miss the NBA?
Well, sure. There are some pretty intense basketball fans. It's a smaller crowd, and I think people do watch it on television because I don't think they would be handing out the kind of money to the league if they didn't have viewers. So
that's true.
People miss it. You're right, though. It's not the Americana of the NFL. And I'm not even sure it's as big as baseball, especially in the playoff season, Steve. The NBA is... I think they're all oversold. Maybe not so much the NFL, but baseball and basketball play at least 30% more games than humans can play.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
And about three times more games than humans can watch.
That's right. That's right. All right, so the protests, will they continue to grow?
I don't think so. It's fabricated. It's manufactured, and someone's going to get tired of paying for it after a while.
Well, they have a sanitation problem. They've been there a month in Manhattan, and they're worried about it. It smells horribly. They don't know what to do.
They can keep it going in a local area. It's not a national movement. It's just contrived. I mean, there's just not a huge groundswell of sentiment to go out and get some that isn't yours from someone else.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're not that poor, actually.
Well, it's ironic that they're jumping up and down, and then they get on their Blackberries, they get on their iPods, their iPhones.
There you go.
And then they have the Starbucks latte. I mean,
you got to go to Starbucks to get people. Look, it's just, you know, there's some what we call true believers out there. You know, they really believe in what they're saying they're wrong, but they think at least they've got integrity because they think what they're saying is right. But most of those folks are just kind of either semi-spectators or I think paid.
Yeah.
They're paid to to be there.
Well, so. Johnny, we'll catch up Monday with Coach, and we'll see what happened at the White House. But thanks as always. Always appreciate your time.
Well, hopefully they'll have a little little blurb on the news this evening around the country about the 85 Bears and talking to the president. And the coach, maybe he'll maybe have some words of wisdom for us.
Yeah, that would be fun to hear it. Hey, Johnny, appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks, DBJ.
Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, Mondays and Fridays. 7:30 to 8. We excuse Coach Ditka a little early. He's on the bus with the 85 Bears. It was loud, and everybody wanted to say hi to him, so we had to let him go. Anyway, he's it'll be better Monday, guys. Be better Monday.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Fox News coming up next. 93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM.